Chapter 29. On Jaina's first visit to the offices of Senator Luette Wool, she had sat in the plush chairs and enjoyed a snifter of rare Bertal. Now, the mugs resting on the handsome Boralstone conference table contained cold calf and warm water. The air had gone stale with the smell of nervous sweat and half-eaten sandwiches, and the ventilation system was struggling to remove the heat of all the bodies packed into the meeting room. But it was what lay outside the room, visible through the floor-to-ceiling viewport, that troubled Jaina. The gleaming cylinder of the Galactic Justice Center, which had been shuddering gently as she left, was now swaying. She knew that Coruscant sky towers were designed to withstand tremors far more violent than what she was seeing, but she still didn't like it. Had the cause been a simple groundquake, the rest of Fellowship Plaza would have been shaking too. This looked like something far more sinister, something involving Abeloth. Jaina felt a gentle pull in the Force. She looked over to see Corrin Horn nodding toward an empty seat on the near side of the table, where most of the Jedi Council sat in a semicircle to either side of Luke. With Kip Duren, Kyle Katarn, Seagal, Saba Sebatine, Octo Ramus, and Baratakel also present, only Cam and Tion Solasar, who were supervising the students on Shidu Mod, were absent. Seated along the far side of the table, more or less across from the Jedi Masters, were an equal number of military and civilian dignitaries, including Admiral Nek Bwa-Tu, his dapper uncle Ermuth, Senator Luette Wool, Admiral Gavin Darklighter, and a haggard, sunken-eyed Wynn Dorvan. Still, it did not occur to Jaina that the empty seat had been saved for her until she began to make her way toward it and found herself squeezing past a long line of assistants forced to stand along the wall. There were military adjuncts, bureaucratic assistants, and much to her delight and surprise, four Jedi Knights, whom she would have loved to pepper with questions. Instead, Jaina had to content herself with a quick smile and a pair of arm squeezes as she slipped past Lobaka and Tekli, who responded with whispered words of congratulations on her promotion. She was dying to ask where Raynar was, of course, but with the meeting already in progress, it would have been unthinkably rude to start a conversation on the side. Standing directly behind the chair that had been saved for Jaina were two Jedi whom she was even more relieved to see, Valen and Gisela Horn. Like her, they looked like they had been pulled from the back to tank early, with bruises and half-healed lacerations still visible on their faces and necks. She had heard during one of her rare breaks from the Bacta tank that they had made contact with the Space Marines, but this was her first confirmation that they had actually escaped the temple alive. Clearly, the pair had had a hard time after the strike team split, and the absence of the third member of their squad gave Jaina a sinking feeling. She raised her brow and mouthed a one-word question. Ben? Valen shook his head, then shrugged to indicate that they didn't know. Jaina nodded and reached out to the pair in the Force, trying to let them feel how happy she was to see them in one piece. They responded with a smile, and as she turned to take her seat, she sneaked a quick glance at Luke. There were purple circles beneath his eyes, and his face was clouded by fear and uncertainty, no doubt on behalf of both Ben and the Jedi Order itself. But there was no hint of anguish or grief, and Jaina would have sensed both had Luke been unable to feel his son's living presence in the Force.